This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Random Order Show episode 162.
We back at it, man. It's your boy Jay Richards. I'm in the building, man. I'm here, man. We locked in all day, man. Yeah,
B-Baby Trey in the building with it.
Today's episode is sponsored by Wally's Kebab Truck.
Yes, sir. I'm not paying you.
Oh,
B-Shell Sebastian in the building.
What up? We had to bring him back, man.
That's right, baby.
Brother W.
That's right. Guess who I'm sponsored by? The Random Order Show.
Y'all already know we had to talk about all the wholesome, hard-hitting topics, man. Waleed's kebab truck, fake meat, dolphins after dark, racial tension. Waleed realizes Trey's tooth is gone. And of course, man, CAD-USD conversion. What a wholesome episode we prepare for the people, man. Y'all know what you got to do in return, man.
Please.
Make that algorithm go beat more meat, man.
Please.
Back at it.
Yeah.
I see why I'm sitting so far from him.
Usually I smell that stuff, but that was kind of
far from my reach.
Amen.
Let me start the episode off right. Oh, I'm a little hot.
Sorry about that.
Let me just go hang my hoodie up.
Go ahead. Yeah. Who's that supposed to be?
Wait, what the fuck is that?
Cheech and Chong.
Yes, sir.
Holy, man. Dr. Muhammad. Thanks for the support, buddy.
Fresh off that truck.
I'll hit you the PayPal.
Appreciate that. Lovely. Fresh off the food truck.
You still smell like lamb.
I'm sorry.
By the way, I had to throw out that meat that you left at the crib.
Why? Still good?
No, hell no. I was starting to think
you just ditched it, man.
No, I thought you guys were hungry.
You just came by and dropped off like 10 pounds of beef.
Yeah, like leftover beef. Yeah. I didn't know what kind of vibe it was because you still had your cooler. So I was like, wait, hold on. I think you just overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. Dude, that was a hard day for me. That was like the scariest thing of my life.
Yeah, I saw you on your head.
You guys saw my face.
Yeah, we got the footage, man.
Oh, no, yeah.
Nah, you look chill.
Yeah, for real?
No, honestly, you look chill.
Okay, thank
you. But I knew you were going through it when I started, like, you know, you're joking with your friend and nigga just, like, walks on over.
Yeah, like, the joke is not important right now.
All these very serious right now. So what are we referring to?
Tell them.
Oh, guys, I bought a classic New York style food cart. It's fully rigged, fully set up. We got water, power, electricity, a grill, serving station.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it is now Waleed's Kebab Cart.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Big purchase. Yeah.
Amazing.
Design's crazy.
Yep.
I had my first event that I invited everyone to come out and they did to support and all my best friends.
Yeah.
And I did a little friends and family day to make sure it was all right, and it went good. It went good.
Yeah, it went great, man.
But beforehand, it was very stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Number one. How long were you planning that out?
The kebab cart?
Yeah.
I had the idea like 2-3 years ago because I was doing the, remember the little cooking videos?
Yeah.
I was doing that, and I was like, the comments I was getting was like, I want to try it. I'm like, well, fuck, don't come to the crib. So I kept making those comments. I was like, oh, it'd be so sick if like I had somewhere to like post up and like slang kebabs all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then originally the idea was supposed to be a food cart. Dude, 90 grand all
for a food cart?
No, food trailer. No, food truck.
Like a truck, actual driving.
Yes. And then I went to New York for my friend's wedding and I saw the halal cart and I was like, This is all you need.
Yeah.
Brother, how much for this? 30 grand.
Oh,
yeah. 30 grand.
Still a grip?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But now it was like, I did it. It was very scary buying the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking back, I think I wouldn't have gotten into the food scene if it wasn't for you guys, man.
Wow.
Where's that? How did you do that?
Remember when I cooked at Just Meats? Like 7 years ago?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the time we didn't believe.
Yeah, you guys didn't think I could cook.
And because the thing was, it was a running joke of like, yo, Waleed's gonna cook and go to the store and just grab whatever he needs. So we're just pushing the cart and we're like, yeah, we'll buy whatever he needs, but like, where you're putting everything in there. He's like,
bro, I've never seen so much cilantro in fucking one cart. It's cart? Like, no, we need more. We need more. He's fucking around and shit. I can't tell you seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. So what the fuck is happening?
Yeah,
we're gonna do with 4 pounds of cilantro.
Now they know.
Going with the joke. Yeah, no, and then we went back to the crib and he threw down and I was blown away.
Well, because then after that I was like, oh wait, I am a good cook because I didn't cook for anyone else but you guys.
Yeah, I was the only niggas.
Yeah, you guys are the only people of color.
What does that say?
It means you guys have more, I don't know, more spice, more, your palate's a little bit more exotic.
That's the word.
Palate. Just to try not to be racist.
No, that's fair.
Palette.
Yeah, you guys got the N-word palettes, right?
What's the N-word?
Then we did more videos together where I was cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll do this character where I cook online. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I cooked at my uncle's kebab restaurant. And I made it seem like it was a real place.
The commercial,
like,
right?
Yeah, the commercial. And they're like, yo, where is this? Mm. And I kept saying, Modesto? I don't know if you guys know where that is. It's like the worst place in California. It's a nice city. Look at Modesto. Look at
Modesto?
Modesto, California.
Modesto. It don't
like
even
the beer?
That why name is it like that?
Might need to change.
It sound images, like a beer. Look at images.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
Once you see it's all flat. Another one out here.
It's like you're joking. Everyone's like, for real? What's the address? I was getting flooded. What's the addy? And then I was like, all right, I got to make this a real deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's how it happens, man. For real, that's how it happens. Just people saying, yo, like, where is it? I'd actually pull up and you're like, oh, for real, you
would actually come to my... You guys actually,
how many?
Like, really? Like, okay.
Yeah, you try to keep continue joking. All right, how many? Raise your hand. Yeah. How many?
All right, if everyone would give me $1.
You'd help me $1 if you would come, yeah.
I feel like I'm happy. We just get a message in the group chat saying, yo, guys, check this out. And it's like a silver trailer.
Oh, yeah, I sent you guys the listing. I was like, I think I'm going to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were like, okay.
Yeah. I saw the viz, man. It just made sense. Just anything for anyone to pull up.
That's the thing to pull up in.
That's the thing to pull up in. And
the best part is I could pull up anywhere. Toronto, boom. The UK.
You can pull up to Toronto?
Yeah, I'll pull up. You can drive. I can drive it.
Holy shit.
Like right at the border. It just explodes.
You can drive the trailer?
Yeah, you could hitch it up to something.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Throw it on the Tesla.
Yeah, the Tesla would explode. Yeah. It's like 25. You're not supposed to tow it.
I thought you had torque.
Yeah, I got the torque, man. Come on.
I thought you had the ludicrous mode.
I thought you, what the hell? I thought you had the Cybertruck.
It's not no Cybertruck.
You got a reservation for a Cybertruck?
No, man. I was like, oh, this thing is sick. Like, I totally traded my car and, like, you know, try to. It would be sick to pull up with the fucking kebab car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, attach it to that.
And then I humbled myself when I imagined me getting out of the Cybertruck. Like,
now I got suspension.
Yeah. Because every time I used to get out of your guys' Jeep, it'd be like a fucking cartoon.
It's like a little boy.
We'd
pick you up sometimes.
Yeah, you guys would have been in the car seat.
Yeah.
Phone books.
Sitting backwards.
Yeah, sitting backwards. I never had to move my seat up.
You good?
You good? Okay, yeah.
Oh, man. We missed out on 7 racks because you cracked the back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now that you up with your kebab business.
I haven't made any money.
Now that you up.
I didn't make any money. I spent a lot of money. The pants, the merch is all free. The food is free. Yeah. You guys
are going to pick up.
And it will double it.
Yeah.
You guys said it was 5K.
Oh, USD.
No, no, you, yeah, USD. Okay,
that's Canadian.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, just over time.
Yeah. FX market.
And the thing is, it just hurt me because, like, you giving away Canadian coin, like, it's fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a fortune teller cookie type thing, you know?
Well, every time these guys get in the town, I have, like, some Canadian cash on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, well, who lives in Canada right now? Sheldon. And so I'll just give it to him because I'm not going to use it.
How much did you get?
Yeah. I think it was, like, $100 one time, right?
What the
fuck?
Yeah. It was
$100
Canadian is what, $5 here?
Like,
what, 30 cents?
The money go long up
there. Realistically, yeah. Let me do a live update. $100 Canadian is $79.
It's like, what, 70?
I'm going to say 79.
73. No, 80.
73.
81. No, 42.
81.
Yeah. 73.
Dude, every time I come to Canada...
74.
This guy said 82. This guy said 42.
74.
Fuck.
Dog, I'm telling you,
bro. What am I going to go to a currency exchange?
That's
fuck
so
that.
So bad, bro.
And then they take the rate. I'd rather have Sheldon buy himself some juice or something.
Thank
could
you.
Do you think you could spend Canadian money anywhere out here in the States?
That's the thing. That's what I'm about to
Canada will take it.
Canada will take U.S. Yeah. But even yesterday, I was at a store and I needed cash and their ATM was out of money. And that's the thing. Like, I don't like how dispensaries out here, it's like, I feel like you guys are supposed to be forward. But then a lot of them are like, oh, yeah, use the ATM. Then it's their ATM. It's a janky ATM.
Yeah, it's sketchy. There's like tax on it.
Weird shit. So that's another conversation. But I said I have Canadian cash. I know they're not going to take it. Like, I literally didn't even go back in and ask, hey, would you take this Canadian cash?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to hear the no.
No. So are you stupid?
Yeah. What the fuck?
This is America, bud.
Yeah. Real money.
Yeah. Yeah. Ignorant.
Our money's sicker.
You guys' money, you can't rip it. Yeah. It's waterproof.
Your
on paper, your money is sicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to the American economy?
Mm.
That's crazy.
Watch when we up.
Yeah.
Move back.
I'll buy your come on.
Were we ever over? Was America? Is the Canadian dollar ever over the American dollar?
If ever a little bit. But it was tied. It was the same.
Yeah.
I literally remember that.
Yeah.
We come down to Buffalo and shop for gear.
Yeah.
Bring $100, we got $100.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's nice.
Yeah. Honestly, man, I don't even mind it, man, because I love when that US flipped to the CA.
Yeah.
You dig?
For sure.
I just don't like when the CA flipped to the US.
Yeah, when you gotta take your CA and make a US payment.
That's how that shit feel for real, bro. But when you go back up,
the sickest is when I put my card in and then it tells me the American amount.
Oh,
and I see the Canadian amount.
Yeah.
I'm like, this guy.
Yeah. It really feels like that, man, honestly.
Wait, what happened to your tooth?
You didn't know it's been gone?
Go like this? Holy shit.
That's been gone.
What happened?
Didn't you know?
No.
What the fuck?
This is not your first... Wait, where were you in...
It was definitely not my food. Don't bring it
over. When he bit into the pita.
Oh,
the
shit.
Toasted pita.
Yeah. The glass?
What? Wait, you know, for real, this is...
No, this is the first time I ever saw. What?
What? Bro, I've been around...
Did you miss Zach? You watched Zach's episode.
Your smile just over the top of the Tesla, like this, and I was like, where the fuck is your tooth?
Oh, yes, it's
right?
That.
Yeah.
My favorite... Hey... Number one.
Number one episode.
Yeah. Bro, this has been.
I'm gonna watch some other man's episode. Yeah. I'm gonna watch my own episode.
Yeah, right after.
Yeah.
I had a cavity back when I left fucking Canada. And
Damn.
Then when I moved over to the US, I had to get my shit right.
Okay.
Get dental.
So where's the
They took it out, but I'm getting it put back in.
Okay. Nice.
Shit.
Nice.
You're getting a fake one, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a they have to drill a screw in and put it in. Like,
you ever see those like videos where they show you like how
they
do things?
Like this.
Yeah. Like a root canal?
Yeah,
I don't want to see that. I didn't want to see the animation.
Yeah, the animation is the worst part. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You see the tooth just explode.
Yeah, and they have the knife and it's like.
Yeah.
It doesn't not look like that in person. In person, it's blood.
I don't even know how they see.
I don't even want to deal with
it. What
do
you got the vacuum in your mouth?
I like that.
It just goes right in there. Tight shit.
You going to bed for that?
I don't feel it.
You going to bed for that?
For a root canal?
Yeah.
No, I'm up. You never know what they're going to do. Take a kidney out.
I don't want to. I do it in a metal suit.
Yeah.
I'm out, but I'm,
I'm in a metal suit.
Dude, one time I got surgery for my nose. So I used to have this problem where I couldn't breathe through my nose for like my whole life. 16
what are you, a fish?
I had big like anoids. That was the problem.
Oh, shit.
And so I couldn't breathe through my nose.
Yeah.
And I got the surgery. They put me under. First of all, the anesthesiologist people, they have the funnest job. Because all they do is just knock people out.
Yeah.
And so they always say some shit like, he's hooking me up, whatever. He's like, what do you like, pina coladas or margaritas? And I go, And then during the surgery, I woke up and they're neat, like in my nose, damn near, right? Mm. And all I hear is, oh, fuck, he's up. And then next thing you know, I'm out again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And the worst part was, after the surgery, they're like, because I was like very nasally, like younger too, it was like before puberty. So I was like, hey guys, whatever. Fucking little cartoon. They're like, oh, your voice is going to change. You're going to sound sick after this. You sound so tired or whatever. Dude, I got the surgery. Nothing changed.
Same voice. Like, fuck my voice,
that's
bro.
Just your voice.
Say, oh, fuck. Sorry, Brisky.
Yeah.
No, man.
What if you didn't do that and now you'd have a deep voice? If you had.
Oh, if I didn't do it? It would deepen the. I'd probably die, though, in my sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could hang the same if you're like, if your voice is deep.
Yeah, if I was sick as fuck.
Yeah, like, you just have another deep voice.
Yo, what up, guys?
Deep voice, Wally.
You would take everything in a different light. Anything I say funny is not funny.
No, it's being serious. Yeah. Straight face. Is what? Who you talking about?
Damn, well, don't you guys enjoy the food? You guys like the food?
Man, delicious. Delicious.
Number one.
Okay.
Number one.
You guys like the food, right? This is a red dot on all your guys'
forehead. So good.
So good. Holy shit.
Nah, but it was. It really was.
Okay, good.
It was special. Yeah.
Good.
Very special.
Stress, bro.
Yeah. I wanted more, man.
Yeah.
I feel like I didn't get enough.
I wanted. But I also wanted to clean up.
I wanted everyone to eat. And then also, I feel like by the time I got, because I, truthfully, I had two pitas. And y'all know what I do.
He fucks it up.
You know what I'm saying? I had to look. That's reasonable.
3-2.
That's reasonable. That's reasonable.
About six.
Your mom forced one on me.
Yeah,
for someone else, it's yours. Trust me.
Yeah, I wanted people to eat though. You know, I didn't want to clean up like that. And then by the time I got to a point, where I'm like, all right, everybody ate. Because I was.
You're looking at everyone's plates if they're eating.
I bit a lamb. They forced the lamb on me.
You guys had the lamb before. It's for everybody else. From the cart.
I
have the cart. We just go after this. Scraps the lamb.
Yeah,
that's the best part.
Fire it up.
Where is it?
30 minutes.
We're gonna get out of here. 20 minute episode.
Bring the studio. Bring the studio.
Bring the cart right here.
We put it right here.
Yo, I need an episode like that in the future.
Yeah.
The cart episode?
Yeah.
With these headphones on?
Because you're on kebabs.
Yeah. Yo, we could set that up easily outside.
Definitely could.
With these headphones?
Y'all
easy.
Look out for that.
Yeah, it's coming soon. Double it up.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The scariest part was these guys came with me to, like, do all the food prep. I was, like, stressed the whole time because we had to go to two different grocery stores. One was the Persian Market, which was legit. Mm-hmm. The price was great.
Don't
for
tell
everything.
Me. Don't even
yeah.
tell me.
Dude, this Persian Market, dollar nah. for one bag of six pitas, $1.
Don't worry about it.
Inflation yeah. does not touch that.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Just because all feed. The money laundering. Yeah. Yeah.
Brother, please. Please.
And then, one, it was just a funny setting seeing you guys all at the Persian Market.
Yeah. Bro, Giants.
Yeah.
Giants.
Because, one, there was no one else who looked like you guys there. Young, handsome man, of course. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Touch of urban.
Yeah, touch of urban. Yeah. Except the one other guy who was also looking like...
And name Trey. Yeah.
And then we went to Costco, right? That's where you guys got racially profiled.
Racism.
Yeah, racism. These guys got... Did. Hardcore, and it was fucked up too because I left. Me and my mom were doing something. I come back, I see my stepdad pissed as fuck, cursing the store. I've never heard this guy curse in my life.
Yeah,
never. He's a huge, jolly, happy guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He's like, that fucking bitch over there harassed my guest, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So embarrassing, yeah. blah blah blah. She has food in her mouth, like fucking.
She was eating,
yeah,
shit.
She was pissed. Yeah.
Nasty work, man. Nasty work.
Yeah,
bad. Costco.
All because these guys have do rags, beards, and. They're built different, you know?
That's the reason why. Hey, go check out them niggas. Them niggas built different. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Actually, now from her perspective,
I would wonder what we're doing. Yeah. We're kind of just standing around and shit. Like, what are you guys doing?
You would keep leaving, and like, especially in the Persian Market.
Yeah.
No funny shit. You would leave, and I'd be like, yo, where is this nigga? And I'd. Like, it's hard to find
everyone
you.
Was
now
nice.
Just a nigga in the Persian
like,
Market.
Oh, yeah, they're chilling.
Everyone's so nice there, but you were doing it at Costco again, too. But now Costco's bigger and a lot more people in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, people check pockets in Costco.
We're just chilling by the cart every time you left, and we'll be like, all right, they know this is the meeting point. They got to come back to the watering hole, put whatever in the basket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're just kind of fucking hanging. This girl comes out from like the side, like just from out of nowhere, man. She literally looked like the
Space
Jam. It
was like a Karen. It was like legit. Yeah. I've never experienced like a legit.
Yeah, it was.
She was like,
she got another name though.
Yeah.
She's Shelby.
2.0. For real. She was like literally like the Space Jam's alien boss, like that type of drip. That's literally how she was, bro.
Space Jam alien boss.
Y'all remember
Space Jam alien boss drip?
Yeah. Search on Space Jam alien boss.
The suit on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's how she popped out on us.
Yeah,
and that's how she looked.
She did.
So she comes eating like an apricot, and I'm like, all right, like what
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
literally
yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
Where's
your cards?
Yeah, that's how built too, for real.
Bro, she asked us, so she's eating something, and she's like she comes up to us saying, trying to talk, like, oh, what are you guys doing? Like, but trying to be cool.
And she's like, what's up, guys?
Yeah, like, what's up, guys? And first, like, bro, I'm going to be able to tell, like that's not, you know what I mean?
What's up?
That wasn't a
what's
up.
What's up, guys?
I know a what's up from a what's up.
Yeah.
So then, like, I'm just waiting for her next question, and she's like, what are you guys doing there? The fuck?
What do you think? I'm at Costco,
standing,
bro.
Nigga,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. yeah.
Second stupid question.
I'm chilling. we're going to sleep in here for a social experiment.
Fucking looking for a basketball net. So she's like, oh, I see you got a camera. What do you got a camera for? People are saying you're recording. And we're literally just like holding the camera.
Yeah.
And then that's when things, I'm like, all right, like, what the fuck are you like pressing us for? Like,
yeah.
what are you like coming out to us for? And then that's when your stepdad was just like, yeah, like, hold on. He's catching on. He's like, yeah, what are you eating? You're eating for?
Yeah.
What are you eating,
man? She came with the apricot.
Came with apricot. Yeah, man.
Is that
a then she asked for a Costco card. I said, bro, what the fuck?
How did you get in here?
What are you doing?
You guys think these guys can sneak into Costco?
Yeah, no.
You maybe if I got the hood on, like, I do.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, hell no. You're going to get the, hey.
Yeah, sure.
Before you even get there.
Yeah, but it was just so stupid, man. And then she just walked on because there's nothing there. She was just fishing, man.
Yeah.
So we told her fuck off. And then
I think she was training a guy or something.
Yeah,
the guy was in the back, like, see, watching us go down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she had to like flex up real quick for the guy for
yeah.
the training.
Yeah, I think
watch
yeah.
this.
Yeah. It's like, so what do we do there?
I don't know. Don't tell me what.
They're like, I ain't saying, who's your friend? Nigga really gets scared.
Who's your fucking boy, man?
Who's your boy, man? But it was just so pointless, man. I was stupid talking the hell on, man. But it is what it is.
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Sometimes, sometimes I walk through TSA and they stop me. And I'm like, I checked myself too, low-key. Bad backpacks.
Yeah, you're right. Let me fix up.
Yeah, you're right.
Especially when you're rushing and you're sweating. Yeah, I'm running.
Why are you scared?
I gotta go. Why? I'm late for something. Okay, come on.
Come on.
My boss is gonna kill me.
Your boss?
Chill, motherfucker.
Bro, I'm checking anyone that's running in the airport, man. Like, we're just come back from Mexico City. And this girl was running through the airport with her, like, husband.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell who wore the pants, by the way, like, who was running
the lady?
Type of shit. Yeah. She was fucking pulling the nigga by his wrist like he was a kid. Come on!
Oh, shit.
She was not trying to miss out flight, but...
There's, like, a in the ego part of me where I'll refuse to run at the airport.
Oh yeah, I'll do a fast walk, I'll miss my flight before that guy's running. I do a quick jet from my fucking sprinting.
Also, remember back in the day in those movies where they're like,
I've definitely done it.
Well, the further you are from your home, that's the faster you run.
How bad you want to go home to?
I don't have no money for a hotel.
What the fuck?
I'm making a flight, bro.
That's real. Push my bag, catch your bag. Push your bag.
Oh, I see. Especially with the sonic boost and you have the conveyor belt.
Oh, man.
When you run on that.
Oh, you're gone.
Is someone blocking it? Nah, you're fucking...
Get out.
Here's the thing. Remember back in the day in the movies where, like, the guys would run through the airport, like, chase the girls they love, and they're like...
Gotta catch her.
Dude, I can... Brown people can do that.
He skipped TSA. Yeah. Oh, there's no TSA at that point.
Yeah. No, there was TSA.
They're at the gate.
They run through TSA.
But it used to be light, right?
Can you even do that? Like, oh, I'm just trying to...
Hell no.
Ticket right away. They gonna have I wouldn't even want to fuck around.
Go get her, man. Running on the tarmac on the plane, telling the pilots to stop. Dude, if I did that, my ass is in a fucking interrogation.
You wouldn't even make it to that scene.
No, look, I have a kebab truck.
We sure do, buddy. But she's about to take the flight. She's about to leave.
Because that's when they didn't have FaceTime.
Because I'm not running.
Shout it. Don't leave.
Come on.
Don't leave.
You ever have to tell a girl?
Run to the window.
You ever have to tell a girl it's me?
Huh?
Like you're trying to fight for something. You're like, it's me, man. Well, leave.
You know me, bro.
Nah, that's desperate.
You know me.
Come on, disguise.
That's jokes.
You ever run for a bus?
No, I don't think I have.
When'd you start driving?
How'd your mic get under your neck?
I started driving when I was like 16.
Oh, shit, right away.
Yeah.
Did your family trust you with a car? Because I feel like with your frame, especially back then,
No, definitely.
You're just like,
See a cartoon car?
Yeah. No.
And the fucked up part is, too,
you got a Camry.
I had a Saab. Saab 9.5.
The picture you ran a red light in, that was a Camry?
No, that was the Saab.
That was the Saab?
I thought that was the Camry.
Put it on the screen.
Look at that. It was me. I put black rims on that, too.
That's a nice whip.
Yeah. It's a Saab. 2000? They don't make them no more, man.
It's like a bit, man.
Nah, they don't. These are all over Europe, though.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. It's Volvo now. I think Volvo owns them.
Yeah, they bought them, man.
That shit was clean.
Oh, dude, the worst part was, too, about this car, the key that they had for it, it was the trunk, right? Oh, let's do this. Trunk. Unlock, and this is to lock it, right?
Mm.
And then, so, of course, I'm in fucking high school, right? Mm. Anytime I lock the car, it looks like a fucking detonator.
Oh, of course.
And of course, everyone in high school. Whoa! Oh, no! Like, I mean, it was funny. Yeah, it was funny.
You look crazy.
Kids are fucked up.
Like, she was dying. Kids are fucked up. Yeah. Sometimes they're funny, but you can't.
Sometimes it landed.
I can't hate all that.
It's fucked though, because like you really don't, understand like how much bullshit people go through. Like, it's just who has a different expression in life or perception or perspective in life.
Yeah.
To like, because we could have really outlashed. I mean, we could have like said some crazy shit to that girl in Costco.
Yeah. You could have shut her down, bro.
I could have done so, you know what I mean?
These guys are getting free hot dogs for life.
She know that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It's like, the detonator is crazy. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, certain people will laugh, so other people will fucking...
And it was like Orange County, too. So yeah. Like, it's just the situation.
It's where?
The Orange County.
Orange?
Orange?
Orange? You're saying orange?
It's it's
A-R-R?
OC. It's the OC. Yeah. Cool. I had a teacher who was like, I was like late to a class and I'm like running, whatever. She's like, late again. What do you want to be when you grow up? A pilot so you can crash planes? And I was like, huh?
What?
I was like, I was late to class, so it didn't process right away, whatever, right?
Oh, I hate when I run away from something.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, like, what did you just say? Whatever,
what
right?
Fuck? That didn't even make sense.
So I could crash. How do you?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll land it.
You never know.
Oh, shit.
Nah, I wouldn't trust myself. I'm always looking at my pilot, too.
But in the context of the environment I'm in, it's racism.
Yeah, that's racism. Bad joke.
Yeah. And then later that day, another teacher came up to me. She was like, what'd you do to this teacher? I was like, what do you mean, what did I do? She's like, yeah, she's crying. She said she's losing her job, blah, blah, blah. Like, what'd you do? I didn't tell anyone at this point, right? Because I was still so confused. And she was like, yeah, you should go talk to her because she's like freaking out right now, like you did something. And then I was like, I did something.
Yeah. Why was she crying at that point?
Yeah, I don't know.
She probably already knew, like,
fuck.
So why did I say that shit?
She watched Snakes on a Plane last night on a fucking flight with Denzel Washington.
And then I fucking go back to her classroom. She's like full on crying tears. She's like, you promise you're not going to tell anybody? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, maybe in later when I do a podcast with three young
people.
You're done. But if I knew what I knew now, I would have cashed out.
I would have
cashed out.
I'm making the news. You're going to see me on the news.
And then I showed the key fob. Even
Oh, man. Cash it on a news crew. It's all right.
It's Mikey. Oh, my God.
You do another story?
News crew. And then go to court. Doing the shit.
Everybody backed up. I was scared.
Orange County. Yeah. You miss... It's not even that you miss opportunities, because it's like... The nigga I am, if it's a company... We're going for it. It's like a random person on the floor.
Yeah.
I don't care to make someone lose their job. That's not what I'm here for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if you're a nasty person, all right, I'm going to get you out of here.
You're
so next man,
buddy.
You know what I mean? Get out of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's Costco and they really did some like crazy racism to us, I'd have been like, oh, now put a camera out. You're going to see what this camera do.
I'm recording you.
You know what I mean?
Start dancing.
That's why they stopped, though.
Actually,
it's so funny seeing an altercation, like they're just both recording each other.
I got a camera too, man.
They recorded twice.
They hit their phone with the camera. Their phone.
So y'all got nothing, man.
Leave it alone, man. But nah, it's been some fucked up situations, because there was one time when I was in a supermarket in Canada, and this is just a girl, I was just a customer, another customer. And I don't know. I must have told a joke. And niggas was laughing. We're all laughing. And then this girl comes up and she like mimics a monkey. Like she reaches a monkey. And so I was like, wow. Laugh. And she's like, ah.
Whoa.
I was like, wait, what the?
No. That's flashbang racism, man.
Flashbang. Quick.
And then she was out. Racism.
I was just like, wait,
Chat,
hold on.
Is this real?
Chat,
is this racism?
If I was on a stream, I would have said, chat, what the fuck just happened? Like, yeah. It was so quick. I was like, wait, what
that's the
fuck
thing. It
like?
Always happens so quick where you don't understand what just happened. Yeah. And that's why like, people are like, why didn't you say anything? I was like, I didn't believe it was real. Yeah.
I got one idea to say that.
You got a process.
Yeah.
And there's some niggas that be reacting quick, slap a woman now, and now I'm going to jail. Yeah. But it's like, bro, she just came up to me acting like a monkey.
Did I tell you about the just meet situation?
I know there's a few when you guys are traveling to through Savannah and stuff.
No, we went to we went to a it was a bachelor party, in Atlantic City. Okay?
Yeah. Where's
so
that?
Jersey Shore, like like those guys, whatever, right? And so we're getting out of this club and there's this big white dude with like a white dog on a stroller, right? Walking it. Like remember in the like Lilo and Stitch where there's like the guy with the sunscreen on her, knows sunscreen on his shit, whatever, right? He had that, and it was like three people with turbans, right? It was Raj, Jess, and somebody else, one of their boys. And I was like just looking around like this, and he looked at me and he went, doom, 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 ugh, like that.
Yeah.
And dude, I was like fucked up at the club, right? I said, what the fuck, bro? Yeah. What the fuck? I've never done this, whatever, right? I went over, I checked him. Me, I fucking checked him.
What'd you tell him?
Yeah.
Every hood I go through, all the gangsters around.
I said, excuse me, sir. You just like pointed to my friends and went like this. Like, what was that about? I don't know what you're fucking talking about.
That's the same thing she
did.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Keep walking, whatever, right? And I said, no, you just went like this and then made like a disgusting face at them. Like, what was that about, right? He's like, keep fucking walking. And I said, yeah, you keep wobbling, you fat fuck. Listen, I don't condone behavior like that.
Don't be saying that.
But was it deserved? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Listen, I do not condone that kind of behavior.
The thing is, though, you just saying those words gave you a release and saying, I just got you back.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was smooth. Yeah. It was smooth. You know those situations where, like, afterwards, like, fuck, I should have said this?
Yeah.
You said it. I said it.
And that's most of the time, that's the reaction. It's like, wait, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything. This girl literally just said, I ain't saying anything. And then she ran to someone I worked at Loblaws and said, these guys are harassing me. Now I'm a big nigga chasing her, saying, like, what the fuck? Like, because let me see who I'm talking to at first. But we happened to be around, like in Toronto, this area was just by, she had further problems.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm not just going to go take a fight up with this person. Like, you don't even know what you said, but fact that she knows,
like,
at
the security camera and you guys were acting like you guys were doing, like, a zoo joke or something?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Just went over my head.
Throwing bananas.
No, stop, I was just joking.
I thought I was playing a long time.
That's racist.
No, I'm saying in the context of racism.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm saying you guys.
Quit that shit.
No. Chat. Yes.
Yeah. Fucking canceled. Kebab truck. Racist kebab truck owner.
Oh,
you're done, bro.
Dude, did you guys see that racist kebab truck owner, by the way?
Oh, really?
Yeah, bro. Or like the halal cart. Not the owner, sorry. There's this guy who's going up to this halal cart in New York. There's like clips all over the internet. Like this old guy, like saying, oh, Muhammad, blah, blah, blah. You're doing this. You're doing this. But there was like multiple occasions this old guy was coming and like pressing it. Apparently the guy worked like in politics, like under Obama.
Oh, he's just being racist on the way to
being
work.
Arrest, yeah, to this like one halal cart owner. And so the guy kept filming him. And then eventually enough of those videos like surfaced and they're like, actually it's this fucking dude, whatever, blah blah blah.
Damn.
So big old deal. Now the halal cars pop in, which is good. You know, he's support, whatever.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, I was like, damn, how good is the food the guy has to keep going back?
Yeah.
To buy? And be racist?
Oh, he would buy and be racist.
I don't know.
I thought he was just walking by.
No way he buys.
I mean, it might be that good, man.
Bro, I remember one time, fucking Sway Calloway. Shout out to Sway, man. He flew us to New York. Was this time? Yeah. Flew us to New York. We ate some food with him. And then, like, this is like our first time being in New York. So it was like, what's the New York thing to do?
Yeah.
Was this the time, right?
What?
And we ate halal food and we're waiting on, like, the corner. We're just like, yo, fuck, we're hungry. We ate halal. I may be confusing over the time, but anyways, I had the food. I had the halal guys.
That's what
Shauna. Oh, that's what it was.
That's racist.
So you always sway tomorrow.
Sway.
What's the story?
Remember we went to go to New York and we had halal guys, and that was the first time we had the cart, and we all shat our pants in the hotel.
Huh?
Huh?
You remember halal guys?
No, I don't remember that.
New York, bro, like winter clothes.
Oh,
and
that
shit.
Was Julian.
I remember in the winter it was
in
snowing.
In the winter it was snowing.
And we had halal guys?
We had halal guys as a cart, and we went back upstairs. We ate it, brought up those yellow bags, tore that up. And then it tore us up with that white drip. And we're watching Forensic Files.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys shat
your pants.
Yeah, I think you got it. One of us got it twice because
you
was good.
You sick fucks. No.
I don't think it was me.
Sometimes you look at a plate like this and you're like, okay, I know I'm going to shit myself.
Yeah.
But the cost value here.
Yeah. What's the plan? What you doing tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah. No, that's funny. Yeah, no. I was confusing with another time, but there's been a lot of times I've been in New York and I was like true tourist. And I'm like, all right, let me try this because it's just what I have to try here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you have to. You're here.
And go back because the chopped cheese that we tried at and then we liked it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Halal guys is like, all right, what are y'all raving about? And I enjoyed it because we had Osmo's.
Mm-hmm. Osmo's is a level above this.
It's a place in Toronto just
that
like
does
this.
Like this.
Yeah.
Dude, now that I'm in the scene, I gotta. These are all my competition.
These guys.
Yeah,
this will have you on a different shit.
Now these guys. Now they have franchises. The love is gone.
So Osmo's was a Mississauga startup, and then. They expanded to Brampton and extend now they're the official part
Holy.
Of the Toronto Raptors, I think. As of last season, they were.
All the Raptors are shitting their pants.
So that's why we're losers.
Josh Palmer was like, he kept eating. Like, he had like four, he had the lamb, he had everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yo, he was like, I have a game tomorrow. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the reason he's on the injured list. Injured from halal.
Well, that was the thing. He's injured. He's already injured currently.
Oh, thank
so
God.
So he's going back. So I'm like, yo, you got to get this food because you got to get that home cooking. Yeah. Your mom's
this
cooking.
This going straight to your knee.
It's going straight.
It go to the knee.
It going straight to the
injury
part. Hey,
his next touchdown? That's me, man.
He's playing today.
Oh, for real?
And his first game back, fresh off the kebab
pan. You know the kebab in his veins.
Okay, I'm putting a three-leg parlay.
Yeah, that boy ate good. I'm sorry.
I know something.
Is that insider trading?
Probably.
Yeah.
If you beat someone, if, like, Lou, he enjoyed the food.
I give him steroids.
Nah, man. Nah, he was eating. And that was another thing. He was eating more, so I'm like, all right. You know
what? Well, he liked it. He enjoyed it, yeah.
Oh, he enjoyed
that was
it.
The biggest feedback I got was like, damn, this is actually good.
Mm-hmm. Bro, he was
you joke good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then surprise him with the cook good.
Yeah, that was the fucking combo, man.
Yeah, hit him with the jab.
He
was supposed to leave earlier, so he was only supposed to pop up for an hour.
Damn.
Just to say what's up. And then he seen the vibe, seen the food. Mm-hmm. He said, hey, you know what? I think I'm going to hang
out.
Oh, motherfucker ordered four more lambs.
Imagine you see the fucking trailer on the Chargers, like,
on the side,
field,
on the bench.
The
fucking, hey.
That'd be cold.
That'd be tight.
I'm going to be playing nice. Warm center of gravity.
Oh, we win it. We win it out of this.
You get tackled, you fucking yak your helmet.
The SoFi halftime show. And it's the cart and the fucking a monster truck.
Monster truck driving over.
That's the mascot. It's the kebab mascot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man.
I think by the time this comes out, I'll have Donut Iron Man out.
Oh, you should have brought the helmet, man.
Oh, yeah. The guy in the prison has it to put on the suit. So chat, I'm building a real life donor Iron Man machine. It's gonna have a donor thing in the front.
Donor?
Donair. like a meat thing. Yeah, meat rotisserie or whatever. It's gonna be fake, obviously. And then there's gonna be an old t-shirt cannon, like War Machine from Iron Man or whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna shoot pita breads, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sick, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Keep going, and then
I'm gonna be in the suit, and the suit's gonna be there, and it's gonna be sick as fuck, and yeah.
So he's gonna cook you. So okay,
just look at the photo.
Where?
Shawarma Iron Man.
No, I seen it. I support it.
But you didn't get that custom made? No, it is being custom made. Oh, no, I'm saying the art, the picture?
No, it's just like DeviantArt or something like that. Yeah. Imagine the next fucking pop-up, the first pop-up, I pull up in that shit.
And it works.
The mask opens up.
I'll invest now.
Yeah.
Man.
My thing is just like...
Pita bread? With like a fucking air tank?
My thing is just like, you know, where do you store this type of thing after, you know, like...
In my crib.
At the crib, yeah.
At the crib. Seriously, I have a full Iron Man just waiting.
You know, like in the actual movie, I'll build like a glass container for it.
Because the other day when we went through your garage,
some shit goes down.
Feeding the enemy. Yeah. Like fucking blasters squirting pitas. Word. Nah, I support it, man. Yeah, I support it, man. Word. You got a lot of creations going.
You gotta pay for storage after you start getting shit like this at the house.
Oh, yeah. My storage unit's looking very tight already.
For real.
Yeah. Oh, that was another thing. It was like the biggest event of my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm stressed. I invited all my friends and family. People I have so much, you guys, whatever, just me, the boys, right?
Yeah.
And so I have everything for the cart in my storage unit, right? So I wake up early, okay, I'm going to load the car, whatever, right? And the night before, when I locked the thing, I was like, oh, it'd be funny if this got fucked up somehow, like, haha, whatever, right? The next fucking morning, the key snaps in the fucking lock.
Oh.
How hard are you turning this key?
Not hard. I was going pretty slow, just like that.
Holy.
It was cold, cold in the morning.
It was cold in the morning, and I'm screaming, this can't be happening. I know.
You're saying this out loud?
Yeah, I'm screaming in the alleyway. I heard someone's window open, like looking or whatever.
No, fuck.
Like legit screaming. And then I have to be at the event like an hour 40.
Yeah.
Call a locksmith, fucking stand around. Thing might not even open. He didn't bring his battery for things. Just more stress. Luckily, it all worked out in that.
Luckily, it worked out.
It has to be a rush, you know?
We got the content, man.
Yeah, you got to get the content for it. Yeah.
When we first pulled up, because we had pulled up on him when the locksmith ass was out, because he was trying to get at the lock.
Yeah.
And it didn't look too successful. So I was trying to take your mind off it. Try dropping the bins.
Oh, yeah. That was the worst. Off. Yeah. The food that I had the coolers in. He goes, whoa.
We just flew it.
Because
we're like, yo, because we're packing everything. I'm like, bro, this doesn't even fit.
Yeah.
So it'd be funny because I know you're Mr. Serious.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I said, let me just drop this hoe out the fucking trunk and see how he reacts to it. Then the fact that Hannah like ran away, I was like, yo, fuck it. You know, if I really dropped her, I'd feel
like
crazy.
My job is
Imagine
just pass out.
And then he opens the garage.
Yeah, no, in a coma for like 10 years. All because of one joke that Trey made. You guys are all older and shit. Like, we see you in the hospital.
We carry on your legacy.
Yeah.
The Shawarma truck is pop.
We have 50 trucks all over LA.
We're a franchise.
We're doing Broadway.
Oh, you have a group, man.
Yeah. Here's a little fucking paper, man. I'll give you a little 20. Canadian 20
before
back.
You get my hand up.
Yeah, you said you're good, man.
Oh, man.
Edited by the juicer.
You forgot your beef claws at the crib.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sorry about that. This is for another project.
Beef claw, man.
Yeah, beef claw. I'm going to shave like Wolverine. It's pretty
sick. What is it for,
man? You need to get a job, man. How about just get a stable job? One idea.
I've got this far. That's the thing. I'll buy things. I'm like, fuck, I gotta flush this idea out.
So, is that 3D printed beef claws?
I don't know what these are. Babu got these for me.
What does it say on the box?
Meat claws. China.
To separate
the
meat.
To just, like, you know, marinate and, Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, though.
The Wolverine thing is pretty funny.
Okay, I'll run with that.
I'll bring that to a street fight, man. See if they go
down. For sure. Yeah. 3D printed, motherfucker. So
the cut. Yeah. The fucking Kebab Avengers. That's what you do. One time you're Wolverine, then you're Iron Man.
Try to think who else.
Fucking Cyclops. That's who you cook the meat.
Oh, yeah. Professor, what's his name? Professor
Ogilvy?
Yeah, X or whatever.
From the Parkers, nigga. Dr. Ogilvy. From the Parkers.
What the fuck is that?
You didn't watch the Parkers? Black television comedy.
I love that nigga, man. You never seen Dr. Ogilvy?
No, who the fuck is that?
Monique had a crush. I just seen that nigga in the Sorcerer pictures because I was looking for older pics, and Monique and him took a picture.
I was watching this shit this morning.
What does this have to do with Avengers? Oh, I guess it is kind of like the Avengers.
He's a professor.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I think he's a professor.
He's a professor. Dr. Ogilvy. He a doctor?
No, he's a professor. He's a professor.
He's
a professor at the school.
Not Professor Ogilvy.
Professor X. And he's like taking people's orders without fucking knowing what they want.
Yeah, so what do you want? I know.
That's fucking
that's
funny.
That's fucking sick. Man.
If you get, if you like commit to it, go bald, go in a wheelchair, and you fucking scroll
up. I can't do a wheelchair. Is fucked up.
He's like an animator.
You're cosplaying.
That's a character. Yeah. That's a cosplay.
Cosplay a handicapped person.
It's acting.
No, that's not wrong. That was good.
Are you kidding me?
No, bro, it's acting.
That's acting, bro. Yeah. That's Dr. Professor.
What's that mean?
That's Dr. Xavier. But listen, just as a bit, it's funny.
Professor X?
Forget about it. I'm over it, bro. You pull up on a wheelchair.
Okay.
And you say, "Welcome to Wally's Kebab Truck, Hamid." Got it. And then you back up. You come back out to just a second with the meat.
Yeah.
And you come out as a fucking Iron Man to the same customer. You serve him through your chest like this. Cut his fucking meat. You come back one more time.
Yeah, as what?
As Wolverine. And you get him his drink with the claws. And you serve him.
Chick-fil-A on my hand and shit.
When the customer says, "Nah, this nigga's too much," and then that's when you change from Mystique back to Ali and say, "Hey, where you going?"
And then they want to file a complaint. I go, "Okay, one sec. Fucking bulk up as the Hulk real quick."
Every order takes fucking 1 hour.
Oh no, he just keeps coming back as Avengers, and then you do that as a collab project with Marvel.
Yeah, as a license, official license.
Think big, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I could. That's the thing about the cart.
But that was Marvel and DC.
No, who's DC?
Who's DC?
Fucking Professor X is DC.
Nah, man. He's Marvel, man.
He's
this
Marvel.
Is your guy right here.
He's Marvel?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he knows. Yeah, he's Marvel.
And the X-Men Marvel.
Yeah. You know I don't watch that shit, but I thought DC was... What's DC? Batman?
Batman. Superman. Who else?
They ever make crossover movies?
Nah. People don't have fun with fucking crossovers anymore, man.
Nah, man.
There's so many good... I remember when... There's the Power Rangers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did a crossover.
In a live action film?
You know, like a live action, like it was like a show. They both showed up.
Damn,
the same,
I didn't even see that.
And they're both fucking the Mutant Turtles and fucking Power Rangers.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I didn't watch live action Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Bro,
I didn't do that.
What do you
shit.
Mean? It was sick as fuck.
Yeah, no, Cap. I did. No, with the real people?
Yeah.
We watched that shit.
I saw the movie. The show?
Oh, the movie, yeah, we did the movies. Yeah,
I remember watching like the
VHS Power Rangers movies.
There's fucking 50, bro.
And the VHS covers were
I know those ones. I thought you were talking about like today, like recently.
Shit, probably.
Remember when they did the black Power Ranger?
This one was so fucking
bro, come on. Bro, everybody.
This is the one that they crossed, right?
No, really? I think it was a different one. I think it was a show. It was like a show.
No, I'm saying these are the Rangers.
Yeah, those are the Rangers that crossed over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, everybody wanted to be the fucking Red Ranger, bro.
I wanted to be the Black Ranger.
To be black. Yeah.
Oh, wait,
by the way.
What Power Ranger? Power Ranger had a game, right?
Yeah, man.
And it was fucking cold.
If I do, I don't remember.
Oh my god. And that's when you got to be the Red Ranger and he was so cool.
They need to bring back the style of shooting.
Yeah.
Fucking go like this and then fucking like the fireworks and shit, like behind sparks. Yeah. As a kid, you're watching sparks, you're like, oh, they're fucking scrapping, bro. They're fucking scrapping. And the guys are falling like this, like,
getting electrocuted and shit. Like, goddamn.
And then now, watching you get older, I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's the worst dancing set.
Yeah. This is it right here.
The Power Ranger game.
You don't remember the Power Ranger game for Super Nintendo?
Mm-hmm. We had Super
and then you fought. I don't think we owned it, but we definitely played it.
Probably played at McDonald's or something.
Bro, this shit was cold.
Yeah, McDonald's. The McDonald's gaming? Fuck.
Bro, that
was sick.
Yeah.
Especially when you was getting out of the mud, you didn't have that shit out.
Yeah.
Yo, when they had the GameCube?
Bro, in there playing fucking Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. Cold. Times I didn't want a burger.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, let me just play on this sticky controller.
No, I fought with a burger too.
Yeah, tight shit. Yeah.
Bro, probably the nastiest controllers.
Oh yeah, it's just fucking dirty as fuck, man.
Man, speaking of that, man, it's all right. It's all right. It was nil.
Speaking of that, Dr. Oakley.
What was in the meat? How come it was so cheap?
Huh?
What was in the meat? Like, why was it so cheap?
This is just
like, I've never seen so much beef in my life, and then it's like $3.
Yeah.
$3 for all that?
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good. I got a deal.
Yeah. All right. It said beef.
Yeah, it was beef.
Yeah,
mostly. The beef was cheap because the grocery store has a connection with the slaughterhouse.
You know the rumor, Burger King uses horse meat. I'm like, isn't that more?
I think that's more exotic.
I don't know. Yeah, isn't horses more less expensive? Than,
Because they eat horses.
They eat horses?
People
Ooh,
eat horses.
Ooh,
who eats
people,
horses?
People.
Who eats horses?
JJ.
People. Have they eaten guys?
I'm sure.
I'm a horse.
Come on, let's sing up, Bob. Hope you're like a horse. Come on, let's sing.
No, people cook horses.
Eat horse. Eats. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I eat a horse. Yeah, so yeah, they definitely eat it.
I could
eat a horse.
For real. That's a delicacy.
I'm pretty.
Let's look it up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Ew.
Oh, actually,
yeah. Tasty treat.
Eurasia, they be getting down out there with the horse meat.
Nah, bro.
It really is the same thing, though.
Yeah.
For real, bro.
Yeah, it's probably will be.
Like what? Cow horsing.
That just don't look.
No, you ride a fucking cow.
You can ride
a
motor
transportation.
You can ride a cow?
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Well, cow.
People ride cows.
Yeah, you see me pull up.
Yeah, I just feel like there's certain things like Okay, perfect example.
Horse sandwich.
There's certain things that do something for you in their present life and other things that do it for you in the past life. You feel me?
Mm-mm. That don't look good.
Yeah, that does not look good. That does not look good. That looks good. Sure, not good. But the sauce might look good.
Nah, bro, that looks like duck.
Duck is good. Yeah, it does look good.
That looks like the other version. It
looks like a coaster.
Yeah, bro, nah. But you can't ride a horse and then go eat it.
Yeah.
It's doing something for you in its present life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ride a cow so you can eat the cow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you
I don't know. Raise a pig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to eat the pig.
Mm-hmm.
You feel
mm-hmm.
me?
Did your parents ever...
You don't raise a pig.
Yeah. I'm looking at one right now. Look,
he off to me.
Okay.
I'm having fun with my dog. That's why it's wrong when people eat the dog.
Yeah.
I had this one person in my life. Born in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
Said she was raising a lamb. And she said one day her dad gave her a lamb and said, oh my God, this is the best gift I ever gotten from my father as a child.
Thank you, Dad.
Raising this lamb with love, raising this lamb with such great passion. One day she looked out the window. Damn, a lamb is screaming. She said, what the hell going on?
My lamb.
Look out the window, her own father.
No. Here's the thing, that's normal. Light. That's so normal for
but
us.
That's G, though. But don't give it to the poor girl.
Don't give it to
the
kid. I don't even talk about this lamb.
My uncle, same kind of situation, took me to, like, I thought it was a petting zoo.
Because
you could feed it and shit like that, whatever, right? Then he was like, okay, you guys all had fun. Had this huge black bag. Huge. Like, three people are putting it in the trunk.
Just ready
right?
to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys good?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah. No, it's dead. It's dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he comes home, brings it inside the living room where he's going to butcher everything, like, fucking clean up the meat, whatever, right? Open it up. I'm like, ah! I just fucking fed the thing.
Yeah,
why you make it connect with a kid?
That's what I'm saying.
You gotta do one way, cause like, you know what I'm saying, do one or the other. If you're gonna eat it, don't make it be.
And the fucked up part is my uncle, he's thinking he's jokes, whatever, right? He grabs the fucking eye. Woo!
I'm fucking screaming and running, bro.
My dad did that with fish.
Yeah, fish head, chicken head.
Yeah, fish head and shit like that. Chicken head, yeah. But I'm just like, bro, it's dead. It's just, that's weird to me now. Like, don't chase it.
Yeah, don't disrespect it.
Yeah, don't disrespect it. It's dead already. We're going to eat it. Yeah. We'll respect it. Did your parents ever have, like, animals that they would cook?
Yeah, but not, we wouldn't raise them.
We wouldn't raise them.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't. You raised your own lamb in New Jersey?
No, we had ducks. I remember
Why are you saying so aggressive?
No, because I remember it was like, it was such a weird, I remember I came, I went to my dad's bodega, right? And he was like, oh, look in the back, there's like two ducks, right? And I looked, there's two little ducks, whatever, right? We're growing them. Every time I go to the bodega, I'll feed them fries to the whole, whatever, right? Yeah. Now I'm like connecting with them, I'm like hanging out with them, whatever. Now they're old enough, we're playing and shit like that, whatever, right? And then my dad felt bad for, he didn't want to kill them. Because he was like, oh, fuck, my son, like, he fucking likes these ducks now. So he doesn't know where ducks go. So he took them all the way to the beach and dropped them off.
Yeah, like the ocean. They were so confused. What the fuck are we supposed to do, man? You may have started a whole new breed of ocean ducks, saltwater ducks, New Jersey ocean ducks.
Yeah,
sometimes they do the saltwater alligators.
Yeah, and they got freshwater sharks.
Freshwater sharks. So he probably started like the salt.
Some crossover, yeah, saltwater duck. I go to a restaurant like 30 years later. Yeah, this is our new saltwater duck.
Popular in New Jersey.
Came from originally New Jersey. Here's the coordinates. I was like,
it's the same duck.
The photo. Damn, the photo.
It's you and the duck. You don't even know.
Don't they tag duck? Oh, never mind. Yeah,
no,
you always gonna see a duck with a bracelet.
Yeah,
I was wondering
like,
how.
Like, what you do? How did you catch it?
Yo, literally, we would like see geese and shit with like tags just in the wild. What the fuck?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes it looks like they went to jail. Like it's like a house arrest.
Yeah, you got a little monitor.
Yeah,
and shit.
Exactly. What'd you do? I hit a kid.
Is if they like if the duck goes into someone's crib or it's somewhere where a human has to make contact with it and put it out so it tags us there if you're gonna keep coming to this area.
Who are you?
Where's
your ID, bud?
like a black bear type of shit. They'll be tagging them. Like the bigger ones where it's like, yeah, if you get too close to this village again, we're going to have to relocate you. Yeah. Probably relocate you. That's what they do in Vancouver. They tranquilize them and then they fly them deeper into the woods. Yeah.
I always wonder how they find, like someone get attacked by a shark and they come back 5 hours later and blast him. I'm like,
how'd you find him?
Everybody getting fucked up today.
In a helicopter?
It wasn't me. I was on that side of the water.
It'd be funny though. From a shark's perspective, to go do someone dirty and you're just swimming by your day and say, this motherfucker's breathing. What the fuck?
Sirens.
That ain't no whale.
The fuck? Follow me.
What'd I do?
Humans are gangsters, man.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
You step to us on our land turf and shit.
Yeah, you're fucking dozo, buddy.
But that's what's wrong with us, man. We just thought, like, we don't got, like, if a shark, if you're in the ocean, I promise you, bruh, that's fair game.
That's not the shark's fault.
That's not the shark's fault.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the way, remember that person who got bit by a shark?
In Egypt?
No, it was a different one. Like, it was way back in the day. It was like 10, 15 years ago. Was surfing, got bit by a shark, lost an arm, whatever, right? Then went back into the water.
That's not familiar.
The shark is 1-0. You're fucking
I got the point. I got it.
Like, I get it when they have to, like, you know what I mean, step on business, but it's just like, it's sad when you see like a mountain lion attack someone, then they go and kill. Like, the mountain lion is trained to do that.
You built on his territory. Yeah.
That's why if like I'm not doing an African lion safari jungle tour on an open face taco bus.
No,
I'm not.
That's free meat for that thing.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God, look.
Ryan will see that. They want to tip you over. See what that's about.
Especially when they get the whips that look like fucking animals. Don't put me in an Elmobile, bro.
An elephant with a fat ass. Hey, man. Why this whip so thick?
To the lion, you look like literally a fucking thing on a platter with an apple in your mouth.
Yeah,
ready to get cooked.
Yeah. Literally. It's like, what is that? Bro, even sometimes I'd be traveling, I'd be with a bunch of people, and I see all the mosquitoes taking up my blood and not like my friend's blood. And I'm like, is my blood a little sweeter, darker? You know what I'm saying?
They go back and
let him know, hey, he easy, man.
You know what I'm saying? So the lion gonna smell. What the fuck? I stay out of that, man, because even the ocean, I'm going to go in the ocean, but I'm a little, I'm terrified. I don't go deep.
I don't know how deep that shit is.
They'll come to you.
They'll come to you. I don't like it, man. Like, I do take risks when I'm in Jamaica, but I generally do not like the beach, man.
Dude, there's the thing is, it's not just one thing, right? Jellyfish, boom, fucking sharks, boom, fucking dolphins raping you and shit like that. You guys know they do that, right?
It's actually a legit thing. Dolphins are supposed to be like nice and kind and smart, but they're like, yo, they get very vicious. Look it up, literally. It's dolphin rape.
I don't want to get a flag on my Google.
Yeah, do it in incognito.
What are you trying to look up?
Dolphin rape?
The dark side of dolphins. They kidnap, rape, and murder. Look, nah, go back.
I was going to give us some stats. That's all.
I do get that pick. I see why you want to say pull it up. I'm trying to have some facts. Good shit.
The dark side of dolphins. They kidnap, rape, and murder other dolphins. And humans.
And humans. Bro,
it's for everything they said.
Yeah.
They'll give a fuck.
Dolphins are scary. They're very smart, man. But
imagine being a serial killer dolphin.
Yeah. It's deep
the Zodiac killer of dolphins?
A serial killer dolphin.
When we swam with the dolphin, I told you it was me and the dolphin swimming out there. I felt like the dolphin kind of looked at me from the corner. You remember I said that?
Bro, they're so smart. It feels awkward to not talk to them.
Yeah, it feels like.
So what's good?
So what you want today?
Swimming, kill it. Swimming, murder. Murder, assault, robbery.
But today I'm chilling. Nah, man, that shit, it was just weird to feel like the dolphins, like, whole power, like, raw power just pulling me in the water. I'm like, yo.
Bro, it's a muscle.
Oh, you swam with dolphins?
I swam in the ocean? And it was like a pool, but it was deep enough to drown me.
Yeah.
100% it could drown me if I wanted to.
Watch this, guys.
Yeah. I'm telling you, brother, digga, fucking.
That would be a way to fucking die by a dolphin.
Dolphins can sexually attack humans? Okay, what does that mean, though? Like, what do you think? What are they gonna do?
They just grab your ass
with a flipper.
They do a little bit of this
with a flipper.
I don't know what it is, but I just heard about this dark shit.
I heard it's fucked up. Yeah, I think it was like a documentary or something.
Like, I don't want to see it, but like, what do you mean?
You gotta just look into it. I don't have the answers. This is the furthest I went.
All I know are dolphins are fucked up. I don't know the exact details and the crimes that they've committed.
Yeah.
Amen.
They help humans sometimes, but like they're smart. You can train them, but they go rogue.
What do you think they think about us like that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, these guys are fucked up, man. They're fucking riding us and shit, yeah.
I'm going to tell my son, everybody, every species got a Voldemort. You feel me?
There's always going to be
good and bad. There's going to be bad dolphins. There's going to be good. Like, you see fucking bears hugging owners and
shit.
Tigers.
Russia's, you know what I mean?
That's the right bear. God. Yeah. That's you lucky
training
for the right bear.
Who's a UFC fighter that fought the bear? Like, literally trained with the bear.
Forget his name.
Brother man?
I don't know, man, but it's like.
Floyd Mayweather?
No, UFC.
You know those videos where, like, mountain lion reunites with owner after 20 years?
Yeah.
Dude, those videos give me so much anxiety because there's a moment before the owner and the lion meet where I'm like, oh God, something, he might just get fucked up.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, look at you. Got a little nickel.
Why is that happening so much, though? I always sometimes think it's fake. Like,
what?
All these people just disconnecting from panthers and shit, bumping into them and shit.
Oh, hey,
it's the same forest.
Cats are smart, man.
What do you mean?
I think every animal.
Yeah, I think every animal.
Man, a cat is so intelligent. Like, a cat's smarter than a dog.
You think cats are smarter than dolphins?
Nah. Nah, I don't know. They communicate different with the ecological system.
Nah, real rock. And they got the chirp.
Yeah, they got the chirp at you. Yeah,
dolphins are smart as fuck, man. But cats are smart, man. I like to befriend like a big tiger, but I just through the gate. Through the wire, bro. Through the wire.
He know too. Yeah. He knows. He's like, bro. Like, if I had a chance, I know. Like,
each other up. Yeah. In my school, they actually used to have, because it used to be by a fucking mountains and shit, right? Mm-hmm. We'd have mountain lions like on campus instead of like a fire warning. It'd be like, all right, guys, stay inside. There's a mountain lion on campus.
They get the mountain lion alarm.
Yeah, bro. They fucking, you have to stay in class until the lion dips.
Damn, what the fuck? Yeah. So what if you're outside, like. Then a mountain lion.
You're fucking done, buddy. You better battle.
Y'all have mountain lion drills?
Yeah, fucking. Yeah, dude. It was like one every fucking like 2 months.
Drills?
Yeah, no, like real, not drills. Fucking. But just, they're here.
Oh,
yeah.
He's outside. Like,
he's outside. She outside.
Damn.
Tight shit.
Did I ever keep y'all at school like later than you wanted to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I used to do cross country. So not only am I staying after school, I'm running through the mountains, through the trails where they fucking hang out.
Mountain lions.
Yeah,
it's there. It's a fucking it's mountain lion.
Yeah.
You going to run through the mountains?
Oh, you going across the country.
I was going across the country,
Yeah.
About to get crossed.
Yeah.
Crossed by a mountain lion.
That's the thing, right? Because if a mountain lion, if you see a mountain lion, it's been watching it. That's the scariest part about a cat. They see you first.
Yeah. They stalk you for a minute. So I follow you on Instagram. Like, fucking weird as fuck.
So by the time they see you, it's like they made their decision.
That's what's scary
about them. So they wouldn't run up on a crowd of kids because they don't hunt like that.
Yeah.
Just pick one out the pack.
Yeah, they're not just going to pick one out the pack. Unless it's just, unless one's
what
just
if it's like a Pixar movie where he like picks one out of the pack and then he doesn't want to eat it because he feels bad for the kid.
Yeah.
Kid's getting bullied or whatever. He's like, let me teach you how I did it in my school.
Are you talking about Jungle Book?
Yeah, I guess, something like that. But then the kid goes back to school, pulls these out, fucks up his bullies.
Goes to prison.
He goes to prison and then, at the movie.
The Jaguar bails him out.
Yeah, Jaguar bails him out. They go to Vegas.
They go to Vegas.
Get fucked up.
They get fucked up.
Intro to drugs.
Okay.
Intro to drugs. He becomes a Cheeto fucking guy. The Cheeto lion.
and then that's how Tiger King started.
And then they get hungry and go to Waleed's kebab shop.
Yeah, that's right. And it was a big ad.
Holy.
Damn, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Holy. Kev on stage got
Kev
rules.
On stage. Yeah. How come Kev on stage isn't even here at his own studio? How are you going to have your own studio when you're not even here?
He's on stage.
He's on stage, yeah.
He got people.
Right.
Yeah,
I was trying to say, what up, Sean Link?
What?
Never mind. Just to throw yeah. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Yo, man.
Yes, sir.
Man, what a wholesome one, man.
I noticed I haven't done a soundbite yet.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead, please.
No, it's now I'm asking for it. It's weird, you know.
No, I was actually, today was the day where I'm like, wait, Wally doesn't even have we should definitely
buy that.
That's cool. Yes, sir!
I will use it.
Go check out Wally's kebab cart.
Is that on soundbite? I don't know. You got a good button.
15 seconds.
All right, guys. All right, YouTube.
Watch that thing is.
Yeah, man.
Yes, you know what it is, man. Y'all know what you need to do, man. Make the algorithm go beep, whoop, meep, meep, meep.
Mm-hmm.
Press all them buttons, man. Get down, man. Cause we up and we out.
Yeah.
You already know.
Stay away from them Dolphins unless you're from Miami. Yeah.
Why Miami?
Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. That was sick.
Stay away from the heat unless you're from Miami. Shit.
Stay away from Orlando unless you know Magic, man.
Cut the nigga camera, bro.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.